Witcher, all this. One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it's close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11. Yes, I can. I can take the bus to New York City. The price of the bus is $11. No, the price of the bus ticket is $11. Okay. New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing, and the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies. Yes, I can go shopping in Soho. I can watch foreign movie in the West Village. No, you can watch foreign movies in the West Village. Okay, Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk and bike and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from Fifth Avenue to the Eighth Avenue. The newest park is the Highline Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above Eleventh Avenue. Yes, the Highline Park is above the street level. No, the Highline Park is above the 11th Avenue. Okay, there are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the United States of America, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Colisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It's located in northern Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It's part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too. Yes, the Colister is a part of the Metropolitan Museum. No, the Colisters is located in northern Manhattan. Okay, the American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of the North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes. Yeah, the American consist is co is consist of North and South America. No, the Rocky Mountains is located in North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white line, and two-way roads use the yellow line. A dotted line means that the cars can cross into the other lane, while a solid line means that cars can't cross into the other lane.
A solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane, right?
Yes, the solid line means that the cars can't go in the other lane.
Two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, the two-way roads use the yellow lines.
Could you read the sentences?
Lifestyles in rural area are different from those in urban area. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in the urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural area is agriculture.
Is wildlife more frequently found in rural areas?
Yes, and the wildlife is frequently found in the rural areas.
And agriculture is the main source of income in urban areas, right?
No, non-agricultural jobs is the most source of job in urban areas.
Then what about in rural areas?
And in the rural areas, the most frequent job is related to agriculture.
Could you make the sentence that starts with agriculture?
Agriculture is the most frequent job in rural areas.